Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 126 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, coming from you to you live from twitch.tv/lazygoldmaker. Welcome back. Hope you are enjoying gold making still. In this episode, I'm going to be continuing in a little bit of a similar vein to last week. But I'll be talking more about base legendaries and some of the other gameplay systems and how they impact gold making and how some different design versions could work and what sort of effect that might have. But we'll get to that. Before that, the podcast is of course made available by my patrons. So if you want to support me and the show, then head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And let's dive into the show. So before we talk about the discussion point and base legendaries and Shadowlands game systems, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in the game right now. There's not that much, but this week, the Trial of Style is happening, where you can compete in a transmog competition. So this should be a relatively speaking, compared to other weeks, good week for transmog sales. So for those of you already in transmog, then make sure that you repost a little bit more diligently than usual. You should see an uptick in sales, but it's still going to be transmog, so it's still going to be hit and miss, very highly variable from a day-to-day basis. Outside of that, I don't really expect anything to be happening until 9.1 at all, in terms of like large-scale changes to the game or how it works. We're in the 9.0.5. We're in the like the first balance patch. Base legendary sales have been good this week. Of course, they still are. There's not going to be any major changes at all until 9.1, which means it's just going to be business as usual. I've actually gotten some questions about that, like what's gold making like right now, but it's just going to be the same. It's literally the same markets as we're good at launch. It's going to be Dark Moon decks for new alts. It's going to be base legendaries for new alts. It's going to be catch-up gear for alts. It's going to be consumables for people just getting into mythic raiding, right? Like, there are people who are behind the curve, or, well, they're ahead of the curve because they've just killed Sire Denathrius, but literally setting their first foot into mythic progression right now. That's happening. So consumables will still sell, the prices will just be a lot lower than they were at launch. But you'll still be making gold with literally all of the same items. And that's going to continue all the way up until 9.1. You're going to be potentially making money with all the same items you did at launch. So just keep crafting them, keep looking for what is profitable, and you should be still be quite good. I mean, I'm still making a lot of gold. But let's go into the discussion point. And as I said, we're going to continue in a similar way into last week. And once again, this was sparked because I posted on Twitter yesterday about this, about the one thing that that's really been annoying me lately in Shadowlands in terms of gameplay. And that's Soul Ash and time gating. Because I have an alt right now that I want to play. I've been slowly going out into other forms of content. I've been my Warlock, which is my main, I've been optimizing that specifically for like raiding PvE as an Affliction Warlock. But I've been going into Arena, going into other game modes, playing a little bit more of the game, even swapping into Destruction Warlock. But the problem is I want different legendaries for all of those things, which means I'd have to craft more base legendaries, and then I have to do Torghast, and Torghast is still time-gated. So even though if I'd farmed every week, I could probably have enough Soul Ash for all of the stuff I wanted. I don't, because I skipped one or two weeks, and now I have to wait like 3 weeks before my character is at max power again, which just makes it feel really unappealing to try to swap. And that's not even touching on the Covenant part of the question, which doesn't matter as much for Warlocks, because luckily Night Fae is really good across all Warlock specs. But still, it's really annoying. And then I leveled my Death Knight to level 60, and I tried to play a couple of things on him, and I realized that for a Frost Death Knight, you need three different legendaries for the three major game modes, M+, PvP, and raiding. You want three different legendaries. Even a potentially a fourth one on some if you want to run the Obliteration versus the Breath of Syndragosa variant of the spec. Like, that's an insane amount of legendaries. That's 4 weeks of Torghast just to get rank one, to be able to test out Frost at full power in all of the different game modes. And some of these legendaries are actually, like, game-defining. So I posted about this. This annoys me. The fact that you can't... It takes so long to get an alt to where you can even test it out, experiment with it properly. And a lot of people agreed with me. I got a lot of engagement, so I thought I'd talk about this. I got some responses from some other gold makers as well. Because if you change this system, that would obviously have a huge effect on the gold making side of things. At this point, I think a lot of people will be in my boat. Like, they'll be mostly done with, like, their mains progression in terms of, like, the main thing they focus on. Like, even though I've hardly set foot into Mythic, I'm still at item level 219 on my Warlock. So I can only get upgrades from Mythic Rating and the Weekly Vault, for instance. So people will want to test out. They'll have time to test out off-specs, test out other content forms, test out alts. This is the time for that. And that's where you really start noticing, like, the limits that this puts on you. And legendaries are huge. For many specs, they're literally spec-defining, and without them, you can't play the spec properly. And that's the case for Frost Death Knights, particularly in PvP, because the legendary that lets the Frostworm's Fury stun is just a must-have in Arena. If you don't have that, then there's no point in playing Frost Death Knight in Arena, essentially. So if you want to play Arena on a Frosty Death Knight, you need to get that legendary before you can even start to do well. And it's a PvP mode, so it's going to be competitive by design. So if you're not optimized, then you're going to have a bad time in PvP game modes always. So that's where we are right now. And then you hit the Soul Ash time gate, and it's just so annoying. So annoying. You'll have to wait. I still have to wait to get higher level legendaries for my other specs on my main. That's a little bit annoying, but the difference between rank 1 and rank 2 or 3 is significant. But the difference between rank 3 and 4 is really not that big. It's generally not worth a soul ash unless you're a hardcore progression raider or a hardcore PvPer. Like, 10 item levels, that's not a huge deal. But the 20 and 15 item level gaps, that's a lot more. So yeah, the barrier to entry for experimentation is really high from base legendaries and soul ash and how that works. And that's gonna make it, at least for me, it makes it a little bit less interesting to play my alts. I don't want to spend as much time on them, and conversely, I don't want to spend as much gold on them if I'd played them more. Of course, not everyone is in my boat. Some people have loads more time, and they can easily just power through this. Maybe they leveled earlier and took advantage, like I didn't, of course. Multiple things like that can happen. And it doesn't take a lot of time to keep up to date. I mean, you can find a 5-man Torghast group for layer 8, and you're gonna roll through that pretty quickly. But you still have to wait 2, 3, 4 weeks from the point you hit level 60 to where you can really test out the spec and figure out if you like it. And I think that just annoys me a little bit, like a significant time get after hitting max cap before you can even fully play the spec. And obviously there's huge gold making ramifications from this, because legendaries are tied into professions. It's all gold all the way. The only way to get the legendaries is to craft them. So obviously this is important for gold makers, how the legendary system works. It's my main market at the moment, base legendaries. Now there are some advantages to the current system with time gates. And the obvious one is that it keeps demand for rank 1, 2, and 3 base legendaries very high. Since there's no way to very quickly go from 0 to rank 4, it means players will have an incentive to gradually upgrade. And, oh yeah, I have enough soul ash for rank 3, I'll do that because that's going to give me a power increase that's actually not insignificant. And then they'll have to wait another week or even 2 weeks to get to rank 4. And 2 weeks is a long time. Like, playing with 15 eye level more in one slot, that's going to be a significant amount of stats for many people. So that's a very nice advantage. It means that there's still significant demand, and I can still sell rank 2 and 3 base legendaries very profitably across the board, which is obviously great. Something I've been thinking about is what if the system worked, or what if Soul Ash acquisition worked similar to the Conquest cap or the Valor cap, where there's a total cap that increases every week, so that you can run Torghast layer 8 over and over and over until you hit the maximum cap that has been increasing since launch. So if you did it right now, then you could do like 20-30 runs, and then you'd have enough Soul Ash for like 3 rank 4 legendaries. You could just blast through that in a group of 5. And this would of course be very nice for getting your alts off the ground, or even if you've been away from your main for and missed a couple of Torghast resets, you'd be able to catch back up if you wanted to. There's of course other ways you could deal with the catch up, like decreasing the Soul Ash cost of base legendaries for every base legendary you already have at max rank, which is something I've seen some hardcore raiders suggest, to make it easier to experiment. The overall effect of all of this is that it would make it much easier to just go completely from rank 0 to rank 4, or even from rank 1 to rank 4 in your base legendary, and people would just not bother buying rank 2 and 3. They wouldn't. Which would mean that trying to level base legendary recipes would be a disaster. And only the people who already have rank 4s would be making gold. Whether we'd be raking it in, I have no idea. But if that was the case, I'm pretty sure that we'd see rank 2s and 3s selling comfortably for a significant loss. So whether or not that's good for the game, like overall, I have no idea. It would definitely be nice to gear out your alts a little bit quicker with the legendaries. But like how accessible would it make legendaries? Like, would it be easy to get them? How expensive would they be? Would that be okay for casuals? That's something that's a little bit harder to answer, obviously. Another thing that has been talked about, or another potential with base legendaries, would be the ability to scrap or recraft your base legendaries. Like, you could scrap your legendary and turn it back into Soul Ash. Maybe you just get refunded your Soul Ash. And then you could craft another base or another legendary item with another power and another legendary base and new missives. Now, I very much understand why Blizzard did not do this at launch. Because it would 100% mean that players would be swapping legendaries between bosses during progression. That would be like, okay, AoE boss coming up. Everyone go back to Torghast, scrap your legendaries, and craft the AoE legendary, for instance. And everyone would do this, and it would have meant an insane demand for legendaries. People would have been buying 3-4 times as many base legendaries during the initial patch. Like, imagine the prices of rank 4 base legendaries for leatherworking, for instance, if this had been the system at launch. They were insane. Imagine if they'd done it like that, like the week rank 4s were available. They'd be selling for pretty insane prices, that's for sure. Now, you could do it, of course, where it's not full efficiency. Maybe you don't get the full Soul Ash if you scrap your base legendary. Maybe you get 80%, 90%. And that would pretty much kill the swapping back and forth, but it would allow you to swap to another legendary if and when they do balance changes, like they did in 9.0.5, where some specs had to change their base, their legendary power. But at this point, however, the optimal play is probably to just stockpile Soul Ash to be ready for whatever happens next. Just be ready to craft a high rank of whatever comes if they continue using Soul Ash for legendaries in a 9.1. And if they don't, you still probably just stockpile it and buy rank 4s for the other gameplay systems you want to play in, or the other gameplay or the other specs you want to try or whatever. Which is a little sad. Now, another thing they could have done is allow you to reforge the stats on your legendaries. Like, well, for some specs, I'm sure the best legendary power is going to be the best in both PvP and PvE. I know this is the case for Balanced Druids, for instance, with the Balance of All Things legendary. But they would generally prefer different stats in PvE and PvP. So, and since both game modes are actually competitive, like, raiding is competitive, you need to do the most damage you can as a DPS player, or you'll always be at risk of getting benched. And the same in PvP, if you don't survive, don't have enough damage, you're going to lose the match, and that's going to feel really bad. So it would have been a very nice quality of life change to let players swap the secondary stats. Just have them bring a legendary item and two new missives to the Rune Forger, a Rune Carver, and just like, bam, bang, okay, we're swapping from Haste Mastery to Haste Versatility, or whatever. Would also have made the inscription and missive value hold up a little bit stronger, even if missives are still profitable. But the price is quite low, and it's definitely like a huge volume market. Of course, the ability to scrap your legendaries and craft them again, or get Soul Ash back, would have been very nice for those of us crafting base legendaries. People would probably experiment a lot more and buy more base legendaries if they could do that. The most hardcore players probably would like swap between raid and PvP during the first couple of weeks when they could only have one, and then as they gradually got enough Soul Ash for two base legendaries or two rank 4 legendaries, it wouldn't matter as much. But that would have been an insane gold making potential in a market that's already been absolutely amazing. So it will be interesting to see. I think that some amount of like softening up of the quality of life of getting legendaries is going to have to change. It'll be interesting to see where they go in 9.1. Some of the things I've talked about here has been talked about by like high-end raiders and other people who care a lot about like the PvE, PvP side of the game. I'm personally someone who very much enjoys, at least I enjoy raiding in PvP. I'm not a big M+ player, but I definitely enjoy those sides of the game, and I enjoy the optimization that goes into it and following along. And I do think that some things should change to make it a little bit more flexible, because right now, in many cases, if you wanted to play another spec of your same class, it's optimal to have an alt. Like, if I wanted to optimize my Warlock for Destruction, it would be better to have a Destruction alt than to have try to swap spec on my Warlock, which is a little bit sad. But it is what it is. So what do you guys think? If you have any... if you disagree or agree, just let me know in the comments. It'll be interesting. What do you think is going to happen in 9.1 to base legendaries? Do you think they were too expensive? What do you think about the system so far? I mean, personally, I've loved it since I made so much gold, but I can understand for many people it's probably a huge barrier to entry to gearing their characters. So just let me know. And we'll go into the question part of the podcast. So we have one from a patron that we'll go into, and if there are any from Twitch chat, now is the time to blast them in there. So, how does everyone stay ahead of stocking? I sell out almost every day, and I have to do a major restocking, which is a good thing, but a huge time sink. Should I focus on just one market instead of three, or just move to more expensive crafts like just base legendaries? So, this depends a little bit on why you can't craft more than what you're currently doing. So if you can't stay ahead of restocking, it means that you need to craft more, obviously, or at least get more items onto the auction house if you can. But what you do depends on if the limit is the amount of gold you have or the amount of time you have. It's generally going to be one of those two. I actually have a YouTube video that I've finished recording on that subject that's going to come out fairly soon. So it's a very interesting subject. But if you can't afford to stock more than what you're currently doing, then you obviously just have to live with it until you can afford to stock more. But long term, you'll eventually hit the point where the time is the limit, and I think that's the case for you. And there you will want to either increase the amount you craft in one crafting session or one batch. Because larger crafting sessions are more time efficient, because you cut down on the amount of time you spend in loading screens if you're crafting on multiple different alts. You cut down on the amount of time you need to spend searching for and buying materials. Which is also something that takes quite a lot of time. But if you're just doing it in one large session, like the amount of time it takes to buy 10,000 Lasertrite ore is essentially the same as what it takes you to buy 1,000. So if you can do larger crafting sessions, then you can probably spend less time crafting in total, or at least less time crafting per item, and still get more out onto the auction house. The last one is what you are into, like cutting out low-value crafts. I would not focus on just one market. I would focus on all three markets, assuming you're talking about three different crafting professions, for instance. But I would move away from all of the low-value crafts. So if you're doing jewel crafting, maybe stop doing gem clusters and stop doing 168 gear and just focus on the base legendaries. I personally pretty much only focus on base legendaries crafting on my main realm, because none of the other items you can craft in the Shadowlands are on that level in terms of potential gold per hour. So that's definitely what I would suggest. If the time is the limiting factor, spend less time crafting, spend more time crafting the high value items. Just cut out anything less than 500 gold profit or 1000 gold profit per item and go from there. And just focus on higher value items, essentially. That's always the optimal way when time is the limiting factor. So we have another question from chat here. Any tips to sell transmog during the Trial of Style event? Well, just post it if you have it. And it can also make sense if you have some specific rare pieces or maybe not well-known pieces, then post about it in trade chat as well. Even though people don't read trade chat too much, you can make a macro with the Trial of Style is happening now. Wanna dazzle your friends? Get my Felsteel Longblade. It's super unique katana or whatever. And write some message that tries to stand out from all of the Boost community spam. And try to advertise a little bit. People might not know the event is there. Some people might realize that you can get some cool stuff from the event. I'm actually never entered it, but I believe there's a title for winning a Trial of Style at least. So just make people aware that it's happening and make people aware that you have some interesting, rare, cool transmog on the auction house. And that should help you drive some more sales. So yeah, guys, that's going to be it for the show today. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode. If you did and you want more content, head on over to thelazygoldmaker.com. If you just want to support us here on YouTube, then go click the like button down below and subscribe to the channel. And with that, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.